Joe Rogan praises Pete Hegseth ending identity politics bullshit. He needed to fix what the fuck was going on under Biden. By Warner Todd Houston on October 1, 2025. Podcast King Joe Rogan went all in Tuesday to support President Donald Trump's Secretary of War Pete Hegseth's efforts to get rid of the crazy people who have been infesting the U.S. military command structure. Rogan went on a rant in his latest podcast excoriating the Joe Biden administration for putting extreme leftists in the military to institute identity politics bullshit. No more identity politics and bullshit. The most important thing is be ready, Rogan said. New, Joe Rogan suggests Pete Hegseth calling generals together was necessary after crazy people who ran Biden admin. No more identity politics and bullshit. The most important thing is be ready. You saw what the FCK was going on over the last 4 years. You got guys in. pic.twitter.com/j0kswjjgqw. Jason Cohen, at jasonjernodg, October 1, 2025. Rogan was speaking ahead of Hegseth's address to the Combined Military Command at Quantico that was scheduled to occur after the podcast was recorded. Supposedly, they want to get all the generals together and give them some sort of a moral and ethical mandate. Like preparedness, Rogan explained. This is what we want the military to be. No more fucking politics, no more identity politics and bullshit. The most important thing is be ready. Be ready. Have the best, most capable military that's humanly possible given the resources that we have today. This is where our goal is. This is where our job is, which makes sense, he continued. You saw what the fuck was going on over the last 4 years. You got guys in dresses talking about how it's really important to have inclusiveness. It's the most important thing about the military is inclusivity. Rogan added after guest Andy Bishop asked if it was necessary to get all the generals and admirals in the same room. We had crazy people that were in charge of very important positions, Rogan added. He then recalled that guy who was stealing women's clothes. That guy was in charge of fucking nuclear waste. And he running around stealing people's underwear, Rogan said. Of course, Rogan was talking about Sam Brinton, who in 2022 became Deputy Assistant Secretary for Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition in Joe Biden's Department of Energy's Office of Nuclear Energy. Brinton claims to be non-binary, is an open cross-dresser, and an LGBTQ+ activist. But he was later arrested for stealing women's luggage at Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas. He was convicted, but escaped jail time and was ultimately fired in disgrace from the DOE during Biden's tenure. Non-binary ex-Biden official Sam Brinton was still being paid his salary, paid by American taxpayers, after he was hit with felony charges for stealing suitcases of two women. After being placed on leave at the Department of Energy last year, he still received his regular salary. pic.twitter.com/0rxsk5ob. Oli London, at Oli London, April 19, 2023. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.